Welcome to Real Life Real Estate, your inside look at life, listings, and everything real. I'm your host, Wendy Wendorf, top producing realtor in Washington County with Homestead Realty. Today's guest brings heart, hustle, and good vibes. Please welcome, I'm so excited, please welcome Luis Cool Whip Garcia.
Thanks, Wendy, for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
I know. So realtor, mentor, and broker at Homestead Realty. That's how we know each other.
Yes.
But you're like this cool cat. We're very opposite in our business, and we're going to talk about that, but we're very opposite. Mm-hmm. You're like alone a lot of the time. You're doing like the Breakfast Club. We're going to talk about that. And then I went on Facebook and I saw your like life motto that you're living by. And I didn't know you were tattooed. And we're going to talk about that. That your motto is love is the key. God is love. Locked in harmony in health, wealth, and strength, mind, body, and spirit.
So I came up with that off of my tattoos. Which,
like, how long ago?
Probably in the last 6 months, 8 months. I wasn't even supposed to get any tattoos. And then I hurt my knee, which I've hurt my knee once or twice before. So I wanted to look for a tattoo that represented strength. But then I came across the rod of a species, which was health. And I was like, all right, I'm going to put the health there. And I got a tree, oak tree, strong, with the trinity inside, which represents the mind, body, spirit. I also got two wolves next to the tree. And for me, that represents, no matter which side I go, whether I'm on the dark side or on the positive side,
right,
I'm going to come with the same energy. So I'm going to be successful in whichever way I go. And which wolf are you going to feed? I'm going to feed the positive wolf. So,
wow, that's pretty intense.
Then I got love is the key on my wrist, which I used to be a cutter. So this isn't a good place for me to remind myself, you know what I mean, love myself. Also, God is love to me. So like anything godly, you got to be doing it in love. You know,
I agree. I agree.
The stay locked in, I got a lock on this side that represents that. And it's to stay locked in, for one, with God, and to stay locked in harmony with me building like my wealth, my health, and myself, so that I can carry myself in the world in a best place, be the best version of myself so I can help others.
You know, I wish you would have just came in a swimsuit. It would have been easier for all of us.
Always.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next piece. God is love. I was surprised, and we're going to talk about some of the things you do, and that's what I've been seeing on Facebook. I was surprised that God is so important. For me, my faith has always been super private, even though you're supposed to be like shouting out about God. It's just been super private, but just lately, I just feel like talking about God with people. When did God become love for you?
I want to say really in my meditation practice. My meditation practice has gotten really strong in the last 2 years. But I grew up Christian, like most people in the United States. That's going to be always my foundation. But for me, I want to stay in love all the time. So I'm not going to bash anybody for whatever religion they're in. As long as they're moving in godly ways and love. Like,
positive ways, right?
Let's learn off each other. Let's build off of each other. And I love that, you know?
So it's funny because faith has changed for me a little bit. How is faith guiding you in life? Yeah, I understand that, right? Meeting wonderful people and all that. But how is faith guiding you in your business?
I feel like faith in my business is guiding me because I just want to help people at the end of the day. I want to help them with their goals, whether they be just buy a house, or if I can drop a little bit of knowledge on my meditation practices or whatever our conversations lead to, that, you know, it's going to make them a better person, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Okay. So I love this line, like locked in harmony. I think I need to say that every morning 10 times. And that's like protecting your peace by running a business, right? Or in your case, running your life. What I like about you, it's different than me, is when I say these things to you, you're always saying how it affects your life and how you're living your life, rather than I'm always like, oh, this is how I want to use it in my business. Mm-hmm. For you, you're using it in both things, but it's super important in your life.
So I look at my life like a piece of pie. I got my business, I got my family, I got my friends, I got martial arts,
yes,
I got myself, And they all work together in harmony to feed off of each other. If I'm a terrible person, no one's going to want to work with me in real
life. Right, right.
Or because of my background and how much I've changed my lifestyle, I've gotten a lot of business in that. People want to help someone that's trying to help themselves.
Right,
you know?
Right, so, right. I agree with that. Now, I know a lot of listeners are curious about your journey, like how you got here. I don't want to talk about your hobbies yet. I want to talk about like how you got here. You just told us in casual conversation that you were a cutter. I did not know that. I only see who you are today, right? A mentor in real estate, the Breakfast Club we're going to talk about, meditation. I just see you as like a cool cat, and then you dropped the bomb that you were a cutter. Like, tell me about your background and how we got here.
So I don't really like when people are upset with me, mad at me. So like, and then I get down on myself for it.
You're in the wrong business.
I know.
So that's why you're meditating so much.
That's why I'm meditating so much. No. So in that, like, I would always get depressed about things, or I dove into the streets, which, you know, that was like, I always say this is not good or not bad to say, but my funnest times of my life was my lowest moments.
Right. That's interesting to say. I feel the same way.
Good.
Right. The funnest time of your life were the lowest moments. Tell us in Washington County what it means to like run the streets.
I used to be out there selling drugs.
Oh my gosh.
Gun on my waist. I had people under me that will do whatever I asked them to do.
I'm so proud of you. Here we are.
And here I am. But I will say this too, like being in the streets and owning a business in the streets, selling drugs and doing things illegally is basically business. You're just on the other side of the tracks.
Right.
That's where it comes down to, like, which wolf are you going to feed?
Right.
All I did was take all the skills that I learned from the streets and put it in and made it legalized. So like for everybody that is listening to this, like from the streets, you have business skills. Like, use it and find a way to come back to the other side of the fence where you're going to not have to worry about people shooting you, going to jail, and having your family, like, deal with all the pains and headaches that comes with all of that.
My God, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Tell me, let's get back to real estate. Tell me what led you into a mentoring broker. One, you're a broker, so you're more educated than a realtor. But you're also, what's really important in your business, and our businesses are very different, is you're not all like transaction based. Like, I'm just relentless out there getting business. You're like, I'm only working with people I want to work with, Wendy. And you've built this huge business on mentoring other realtors.
Yes. So I did not know like that was going to be the case. All I know is that I know I love learning. I love growth. I love seeing others win. And I became a jiu-jitsu coach. I became a mentor at our firm. And what's great about this is having good people around you to push you to be at your best is what it really takes to get there. Because if it wasn't for the brokers around me, even at my first firm, they recommended me to get my broker's license.
Rena
was the second person. I think you'll be good at it. Get your broker's license. And then they brought me in as a broker at the firm, which I started learning contracts and all that. And then after that, they found out that I would rather be helping people and mentoring. So then they gave me the chance there, and I'm loving it. Like,
and you're working the hours you want to work.
Because
you're not taking every realtor. Like me, I'll take a lot of people on my team. Not everyone, but a lot of people on my team. You are like, let me interview and see if I can rise you or, you know, raise you to the top, right?
So to me, like being a mentor, I have to be okay with being on a call 24/7.
Which you're not.
I'm mentoring. I am. So anytime even when I'm off on the beach and doing my things of like my personal stuff, I'm paying attention to my phone. Like, it's the same thing as being a realtor, but now I got to look over 9 people's transactions instead of just my own. So, but the great thing about that is I can do it from wherever, however.
Yeah, yes.
And I welcome people calling.
Yes. So let's talk about your day. You start with the Breakfast Club. Can we talk about that a little bit? I keep on bringing it up, but it's so inspiring to me, even though I haven't started my own, but I'm always like, what is he doing? I'll look at your Facebook and it will be like 5:15 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not trying to do all that, but what are you doing?
So I teach a class at Rufus Sport Academy. I teach jujitsu. I open the doors at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Class starts at 6:30. And, you know, I'm just teaching what I've been learning for the last 15 years. I did it for free for a year and a half, and they kind of like twisted my arm saying, we have to pay you. You're putting in too much time. So that goes into my saying of like, learn what you love to do and make money doing it. And I'm not even chasing
it. That's what you're doing.
It's just falling into place for me, you know?
Okay, then tell me about your polar plunge you do every Friday.
So the polar plunge that I've been doing every Friday stems off, well, first it starts with my accountability partner. So I pick up my accountability partner, and then we talk about certain things that we're holding each other accountable for, and then we do a sunrise meditation. So it's a very specific meditation that I've been doing for, I think it's like day 30 or something like that now. And then the rest of the crew joins us, and then we do a polar plunge, which for mental strength, toughness, it's good for the healing body.
Like, how many people are going to this?
It changes. Sometimes we got 3 people. Sometimes we got 8 or 9 people jumping in.
They're beautiful people. I mean, when I see your pictures, I'm like, dang.
Well, and the group chat that we're in, if you want to be a part of it, let me know. I'll put you in our group chat.
What am I supposed to be wearing?
You can wear whatever you want to go in there. But I will recommend, since it's getting colder, a lot colder, to wear at least like swim booties. That way you're not cutting yourself on the rocks going in. But it really helps with the mental toughness and the inflammation in my body and stuff like that. So.
And then let's talk about meditation. That's super important to you. And I've seen you like really in the last 6 months, just watching Facebook. But I've seen you really like hone in on that.
I have, but I've been doing it for about 10 years.
Really?
I have.
Oh, okay.
So my morning, and I had to create a whole new time. When I first started, I had to create a whole new time slot. So that's when I started waking up early. Before that, I was just like everyone else. I was hitting the alarm. The alarm clock snooze. Oh, man, I got to go to work. So wanted to change my whole mentality on it. So I started waking up earlier where the whole world is sleeping. It helped me meditate, learn to meditate by myself. And then I called it my hour of power, which I got from Tony Robbins. I used to listen. That was part of my process in the morning, listening to one of his feminine stuff. And then it's like putting on my armor of God, my armor of love. So now like I've meditated and I got this armor of love. And like there's nothing you can do for me when I'm meditating that's gonna, where I'm not gonna be like, just take a breath and go back and like, all right, we can deal with this problem. Like it's nothing. Like things are flying.
That's amazing. Okay, I have to go into a deep one for like 6 hours right now. Okay, I want to play this game with you. We run our business very different. And if they follow you on Facebook, and they should, and they follow me, we run it really different. So I want to play this game with you because that's what makes us unique. And you know I love you. No. I love you. And you love me. It's so great. I want to talk about, I want to tell you all the things I love about your business and why I would use you as a realtor, a mentor. And I want you to tell me reasons that you would use me. Okay. Why I would use you is because I feel like it's an elite club. Like you're not just taking any client. I'd have to like make the cut. Mm-hmm. What I love about your business is your boundaries. You're meditating. You are teaching class. You're at the breakfast club. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love your boundaries. I'm never, ever, ever going to have them, but I love them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So if, what would you love about being my client, or what do you love about my business?
What I love about your business is that you get the job done. You're going to go in there. You know the whole market of it all. Like you, that's something that I'm going to be okay with saying. I'm not that great at like learning what the numbers are of like what's going on in one specific area. You have this whole area on lock.
Yeah,
and then
I love
got
Washington
offices
County.
And you got another office in Hartford just because you're
I'm
like
taking it over. I'm taking over Hartford. Everybody should know
growing,
I'm taking over
like,
Hartford.
And you know all the things and all the little clubs and all the little details about all these areas. That's just awesome to me.
Yeah, it's called 4 Mile Famous, but I do about 40 miles. And I love my community, just like you do. Like I know you just moved to the north side, coming from the south side, but just like taking over. But you know, you take interviews to be your client, so, you know.
It's not about that. I will help. I want to be able to help my family.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Anybody that reaches out to me, I want to work with people that want to work with me. Yeah. Like, if I don't have to, I don't want to have to sell myself to you. Like, at the end of the day, I'm gonna do a great job. I'm gonna get it done. You want me to fight for you? I'm gonna fight for you. And we're gonna end up either selling a house or buying a house that you're gonna be happy with. Point blank.
Not only are you a great realtor, tell us how you got to be a realtor.
Well, the reason why I became a realtor was because I wanted to be an investor. And the only reason, it was the quickest way to learn about real estate.
Right, right.
And still keep a job. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be an investor. And I was making $28 an hour, and I quit my job, great benefits, great seniority, just to work for $15 an hour, just so I wouldn't be comfortable, and I was gonna make real estate work for me.
So you took this pot of money you had, and you've used it over and over and over again. Kind of briefly touch on that a little bit.
Okay, so first thing I did was I learned about real estate. I went to seminars, all kind of stuff, read all kind of books. And then I found out that all I needed to do was put a little bit of work into my house. My property value is going to go up, which it did. Then I took a HELOC out of my house. When I took my HELOC out of my house, that left me the opportunity to buy a house cash. I bought that house cash. I moved in it. I fixed that house up.
And you started small. It's important to say you are not buying $600,000 houses and making $1 million properties. You are looking in an area that you want to live in, that you could live in, and you are just pouncing and waiting, right?
Yes.
You're putting the word out too.
I'm waiting for those opportunities to come in. So the good thing about having a HELOC on your house, if you guys don't know what a HELOC is, it's a home equity line of credit, and it just sits in the bank until you're ready to use it. So I actually...
It's a golden pot. That's what I call it. Kevin loves it when I call it. Like,
I love it.
Yeah.
So like, I actually walked one of Anna's clients through an investment property.
Yes.
One of my colleagues asked me to walk their client through a house, and I did, and they didn't want it. And I'm looking at them like, you sure? I'm jumped on it. So I bought it for $55,000. There was no houses across the street. I get to watch the sunset beautifully every evening.
Yeah.
And I got to make money off of it. I got all my HELOC money back after I put $15,000 into it, and I ended up with about $17,000 like take home.
Right. So you're just taking that money and putting it. How many properties do you own right now?
I own two, and I'm on my way to buying the third one, which this one will be my first rehab that I don't live in. So, and that one I actually plan on selling so that I can pay off the house I live in now. And
take that pot of money and then go to something else.
Take the pot of money and do it again.
Where do you see yourself as an investor in 10 years? Are we talking like multifamilies?
You know, it's funny because I thought I wanted that. I thought I wanted a 10 to 20 units.
Right.
I don't want the hassle. I don't want the work.
I don't
want the stress. No.
Yes. That is not part of the tattoos.
That is not part of the harmony. So
yes.
I figured out just with having that one duplex that I got. It pays off. It was paying off both my mortgages. It was paying off my car note and all the insurance. I'm like, I don't need that many things to pay off what I need to. But if I want to add like more luxuries in my life, that means I just get another house.
Yeah,
let the house pay for it.
That is a great plan. And you are an expert at it. And I think you can explain it easy. So anybody thinking about getting into investments, they need to contact you.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you. I got plenty of time. Hit me up. I love helping.
This has been such a great conversation about life, purpose, and faith, and how real estate like connects in it all. Like, right? Mm-hmm. You talked about the pie. For me, it just is ingrained in me. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I love you. This was a great conversation. Yeah. Give me a hug. So, if you have any questions about this, let's get real. It's real life, real estate. If you have any questions about this podcast or have an idea for this podcast, or if you have any questions about real estate, you know what to do. Just contact me. Or if you'd like to apply to work for him, you can just contact us. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.